my development. When I was the age of most of you in the room, I had the schutz of learning for 2 years in the Mir in Brooklyn in Rabbinic Shir. These years were formative years for me as a bacher, and the Torah that I absorbed in that time undoubtedly shaped my derech halimut to this day. But beyond the transmission of the Torah itself, Rabbi Budni effortlessly succeeded in transmitting to me and all his Talmidim the sense of genuine caring. And this continued even after I left the Mir, when I was a Talmud here in Yeshiva in the Kol Elyon, about almost 20 years ago, which was about 10 years after I left the Mir in Brooklyn. Rabbi Budni came to my Sheva Brachis and he shared Divrei Torah. And that speaks for itself to the connection that he makes with his Talmidim. And over the years, Rabbi Budni has had been an incredible source of chizuk for me and members of my family as well. I want to thank Rabbi Budni for graciously agreeing to come and share with us Divrei Yisoros in anticipation of the Yomim Noroim, HaMamash B'Shin Uboyin Aleinu L'Torah.
Thank you very much, Ruchanam, for the kind introduction. Now it says, Paisle Bechvod Achsamia. And the right thing is, I want to say a few words about the audience that I'm going to be sharing the Divrei Torah with tonight. You know, I'm from the quote-unquote yeshivish world. I grew up, my father was a Rosh Yeshiva. I grew up in the house of a Rosh Yeshiva. My father was a Shanghai with the Mir. My father was with the Mir. My father came to the Mir Yeshiva in 1932. My father studied with Rav Shlomo Hyman in Vilna in 1929 to 1932. So I really didn't have much of a choice. I wouldn't have been in this Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. I would have been what you call a child at risk. And Rabbeinu Yonah says a Shara Shlishi. I'm sure everybody is with their Rabbeinu Yonahs now. With the Shari Tshuvas, Rabbeinu Yonah says that the da, and a person should know, the most lofty levels of attainment that a person could strive to, nimsaru b'mitzvah saseh, or given over in a mitzvah saseh. And then he enumerates, I think, 11 different milos elyonos, which make up the old great madregas that a Jewish person strives for and can, Bezus Hashem, attain. The very first one is Maila Sabechira. The Maila of Bechira. Shenema, because next week's parasha Mitzavim, Ubacharta Bachayim, Laman Tichye, Atav Zarecha. Choosing the right way and choosing Torah and choosing the path of Torah is Ubacharta Bachayim. Well, he only goes further. When he finishes the 11 different Mailos Elyonos, he says, Ubavura Mailos O'Elu. And to attain these high levels, Nivra Adam. That's the reason Hashem created man. And then he goes even further. Umatikva Sa Nivra. What hope is there for a creation? Imlo Yosim. If he wouldn't invest Amal Nafsho, the toil of his flesh. For the things that from which she was created. Mailos HaBechira. Night Seder, Thursday night, in a yeshiva, where many of you are here also, most of you probably, overwhelming majority, are also here to pursue training for a career, for parnasa. And to juggle both things is quite difficult. But to stay for Night Seder, and afterwards go voluntarily to hear Divrei Torah Musar for Rosh Hashanah, I'm sure most of you are tired. And it's the end of a week. Probably not an easy week. It's Bechira. I admire that, and I envy that. Remember that every extra mile someone in Yeshiva Zaveni Kuchan goes for Torah and for another hour, another sleep, taking off another hour of sleep and juggling, cramming for exams with more learning and deeper learning and better learning and more hours of learning, that's Bechira. It's not automatic, it's not reflexive, it doesn't go automatic, it's not something that you're doing because you have no, that's the way we do it. No, I choose to do it. Every chavrusa, I choose to learn with. Every extra seder is, I choose to do it. Nothing greater than that. And if we do b'char to b'chayim, we turn around in the aseres yimei tshuva and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, zochreinu l'chayim. V'lechofetz b'chayim. V'chosveinu b'sefer l'chayim l'man chalukim l'chayim. Just felt I wanted to share that feeling with you. Okay, the Mishnah says in Daf Tes Zayin that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. Arba Prokim O'ilam Nidai. There are four times in the year when the Kaddish Baruch Hu sits in judgment. And the final one, and the third one is the Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayi Olam, all the people in the world, Ivan Lefan of Kibnei Meroin, passed through the Kibbein Shal Olam, like the sheep, Kivakoros Royadra. So the Ran over here on the brings a long arichos. What's the origins of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Rosh Hashanah for the day that he judges the world? What's the cheshbon? The Yesh Lishol. Ran starts with Yesh Lishol. Lama Adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah. Why is that the day of judgment? Yosem Yimshar Yomim. The Bishlam is Sha'ar Devarim that are in the Mishnah, which is Tvua, which we judge on Pesach, and Perisa Elon, which is on Atzeres, on Shavuos, Mayim. These are seasonal. Because these are the times when seasonally, those are the things that Tvua is Nisbashal on Pesach, and Peres Elon is Aratzeres, and Mayim is beginning of the time of Gishamim. But Adam, the judgment of man, why is he picked Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, more than any other day of the year? So the Ran is going to give two different mahalach. The first mahalach, he brings from a Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, that in the 25th day of Elul, the world was created, and this that we say Ba'al of Betishrei, the world was created, because that's when man was created, and man was the Iker of the Bria, that was the Gemar of the Bria. So Mamela, we call that Be'echad Betishrei. So Adam Arishon was created on Echad Betishrei. And then the Medrash goes through the whole day of creation until he got the commandment not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And he failed the command, he failed the test, and he ate the commandment, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Chava also ate from the Eitz Hadas, and they were banished. They told they have to leave Gan Eden. And it was a psak. And the psak, really, we know what the psak was originally. The Yom HaChocha Mimenu Mois Tomos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him. He's going to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He's Chayiv Misa. But it says, on the ninth hour he was commanded, on the tenth hour he sinned, on the 11th hour he was judged, and on the 12th hour, the very end of the day, he was Yotza B'dimos. He got out with some kind of a reprieve. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him out with a reprieve. He gave him some kind of a settlement. He settled with the Ribbono Shel Olam Kevayachol. And here the Chazal go on to explain why Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of Tishrei. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam, Ze Simon Levonecha. This is an amen for your children. That what? Keshem Shamadeta Lefonai Bedin B'yoyim Ze. Just like you stood before me in judgment on this day. V'yotzasa B'dimus. And you came out with a demus, with some kind of a settlement in your favor. Kach, asidin banecha, your offspring, are going to be standing in front of me in this day on Rosh Hashanah. The yoytzin bedimus. And year after year, you know, we do pretty good on Rosh Hashanah, most of us. The overwhelming majority of people do pretty good on Rosh Hashanah. We're very apprehensive before Rosh Hashanah, but as the year plays out, most of us want to say Ribbono Shel Olam next year should be just as good as this year or not, most of us. So that's the demos that Adam got, and he constantly is repeating itself on Rosh Hashanah. Umikan zok deran smach. That's a basis for lama adam nidam Rosh Hashanah yoyse mishar yomim, and in the shamayim and the astrological simonim yesh ois shemazal achoydesh azem moiznayim kiboy peles umozne mishpat lasher. And that's what the Gemara says later. Keman matzlina, according to whose shita do we daven on Rosh Hashanah in Zichroinos? Zeh Yoim Pilas Mascha Zikaroin LeYoim Rishay. It refers to Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe Lezer, that was the day of Yetziras Adam. But the real beginning was 25 days in Elul. Then he goes on to discuss the meaning of Slichas. That's why in Barcelona and in those towns around Barcelona, people used to get up on the 25th day of Elul to begin Slichas. Then he goes and says, those who do it Rosh Chodesh Elul, all the other Sfadi do it Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's because their Rosh Hashanah is going on the Yom HaBinissan in Reolo, and their Rosh Hashanah comes back from Yom Kippur. Really, the Egel, the Kapora and the Egel, the Luchos Shniyos, the final Kapora and Ritzui was on Yom Kippur. And we work backwards. Yom Kippur is the Yom Slicha Mechila, Kivayom Azei Yechaper Aleichem. And Rosh Hashanah is a very auspicious day because that's the Rosh Chodesh within which Yom Kippur takes place. And that's why we start already from Rosh Hashanah. So there's really two systems of a Rosh Hashanah. If B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and that's how we daven Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha, and it's based on the story of Adam Arisha. If it's B'Nissan Nivra Olam, then it comes back from Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. I want to spend a little bit of time understanding the words of the Medrash. On the surface, is extremely difficult Medrash, because the Medrash is basically saying that the Zgula Sayom of Rosh Hashanah for a Chasksiva v'Chasima Tova is an inheritance that we have not from the Avos HaKadoshim, not from our forefathers that were in Maimon Har Sinai, but from an individual by the name of Adam Arisha. We have a special ancestor relationship with Adam Arisha. Adam Arisha has a special relationship of an ancestor to Am Yisrael, more than to Shar Umos HaOlam. It's difficult enough to understand that we say in Davening, Va'ala medinos boya omer, Ezala cheriv, Ezala shalom, Ezala rov, Ezala soiva, Ubriyos boya pokeidu, Laskirim lachayim v'lamores, Milo nifkat kayom hazeh, Kol boya oylam oivim lefonot kivnei merom. Billions and billions and billions of people that are being judged on Rosh Hashanah just like we are being judged on Rosh Hashanah. And nobody informed them, really. They're misinformed. You know that there's a day of judgment on Rosh Hashanah to be prepared to try to find favor in Hashem's eyes? They're oblivious to the whole Rosh Hashanah. So one could understand that it's all part of, we got the Torah, they refused the Torah, so all the Torah comes with all its benefits, and they rejected the Torah in Sinai. So once we got the Torah, they rejected the Torah, it comes, it's a package deal. When they rejected it, because they couldn't hack it, so the benefits that come with having Torah, they also rejected. Now Rosh Hashanah is a phenomenal benefit. It's an opportunity to do tshuva, it's an opportunity to get ourselves together, it's an opportunity to get Hashem's mercy. It's amazing. And when they rejected Torah, they rejected this. I could understand that's fear, and it's not in contradiction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eminent fairness. But this, if it's something that Adam HaRishon left over as an inheritance to his offspring. When did this metamorphosis take place that Am Yisrael went with it and they were left behind? That's Simon Lebecha. Every Chol Boei Oilam fit that description of Banecha, of Adam HaRishon. I mean, Adam is the, you know, he's the first one in the Bria, and all the nations and all the people that come afterwards all have an ancestry to Adam HaRishon. And this was an inheritance that he gave over to his. So how did this happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed a process in which everybody but Am Yisrael are left in the dark and are oblivious to the opportunity and the danger that's included in a yom like Rosh Hashanah and a Yom HaDin? The entire universe is oblivious to a Yom HaDin. It's stored away, hidden in the Torah. It's not even clear, you know, in Chumash, where the Yom HaDin. It's a whole Gemara in Daf, I think, Daf Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. A whole Cheshbin, how we know it's Ladin, Echad B'Tishrei. Gemara says, one man the Yomer says, Rav Nachman Vayitzchok says Ladin, because it says in Ekev, Mereshes Hashanah Vadach Vashanah. Mereshes Hashanah Nidoin, Mayehe B'Soifah. How do I know it's Tishrei? Because Tiku b'Chodesh Shefer v'Kesel Yom Chagenu. Hey, Zechak Shachodesh Miskase Boy, Havi Yom Ezer Rosh Hashanah. And it says, Kichot L'Yisrael Hu, Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov. So you got to know Tehillim, and you got to know Akev, you have to remember Sedra, and you have to know the whole Cheshbon over here. Hey, Zechak Shachodesh Miskase Boy, Bakese, and some gentleman living in Kansas or in Wyoming, how should he know what takes place on Aleph B'Tishrei? How should he know the inner secrets of a Gemara Shana Dav Zayin? How would he know? Chumash in the Bible steht nicht kum Wort wegen. Nowhere in the Old Testament that you could find anything about Rosh Hashanah. That it's a Yom HaDin. It's hidden in the Chazal. And this is Adam HaRishon's uninheritance. I think, like it says, Amikra Azeh Oymed Arsheni, it needs thought. So what is this demus that Adam struck with the Ribbono Shel Olam? What happened over there? What went on? He had a law, he had an asra, he was warned, capital punishment for eating from the Eitz Hadas. V'yoy macholcha mimenu mois Thomas. He's going to die. The Ribbono Shel Olam at the end didn't implement the punishment, or he did implement the punishment. In the year 930 of his life, he died. Why did he die? Because even after the Demos, the Chazal say, the 1,000 years is the year of Hashem. Ki elef shonim b'yeinecha kiyom. As I state, all the way in the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah in the Ran. The very last page, the Ran or Shulta Giborim, but Bamish, the very last page, Kasinan also from Pirkei de Rav Elazar, and he says, Zesha Oimrim Betfila, we say Rosh Hashanah in the davening in Shmon Esrei, Udvorcha Emes Vekayom Lo'ad. What do these words mean? Udvorcha Emes Vekayom Lo'ad. So he brings a story, Medivya Agada, that Kishem Shiskanta Imadom, Kishem Shedanta Oisoi Berachamim, Kach Ato Terachei Madoi Resaboyim Acharo. Didn't you make a Gzeira Kibiyoy Macholcha Mimenu Mois Tomus? Om Alohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'shema, I said Yoyim Sheyesh Lecha? I never specified a human day, nor a heavenly day. Yoyim Sheli Amarti. Hayoyim Ani Noisim Loi Tcham Meyos Ushloishim Shana. And I leave over for David HaMelech 70 years.
And if you wouldn't have judged him with this broad sweep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmim, he wouldn't have even lived 1 hour. And yours, Kanta Imoy Berachmim. So David HaMelech tells Ad-Bainu Shalaylam, Kachis Kanta Imi Shata Donas Bonov Derach. Again, an extension of the same thing. The Rachmim, which played out on that very first day, that instead of being an earthly day, a human day, it turned out to be a heavenly day, a divine day, which is 1,000 years, Elif Shonim B'Einecha K'yayim. That's what Adam HaRishon received in his demos. But what really happened? What was the deal that he struck with the Ribbono Shel Olam Kivayachol? What did he give? What was his plea bargain? What happened? So give me 930 years. What was the point? What did he accomplish in those 930 years? So for that, you have to go in a little bit and follow the history, the Derech Hashem, when he discusses the entire process of Adam HaRishon Lifnei Achet, as it compares to Adam HaRishon Achar Achet, it's almost incomparable. The level of mankind that manifested itself in Adam HaRishon before his sin, and the reduction in the level of mankind that took place through the sin, is almost non-recognizable. It's not shy to call the two of them, I forgot the exact adjectives that the Ramchal uses, but something like Adam be'elyonusoy, or mankind be'elyonusoy, in its optimal potential, reaching its potential, as opposed to b'shiflusa, all its limitations. We know man in all his limitations, not in his endless opportunities that were included in Adam. But Chazal say about Adam HaRishon, the original Adam HaRishon of that first hour, Adam El Elyon, the Malachi Asharis wanted to say Shira in front of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was able to see Tzofe Umabit Nesofe Oilom Yatzofe. He was a Yochid B'Tachtoinim. Kaviyachol Yevishter is a Yochid B'Elyon. Tremendous things about Adam HaRishon. But it says in Tehillim, Vatechasreyu Ma'at Melokim. What kind of language that is? Vatechasreyu Ma'at Melokim. You know what those words mean? If they wouldn't be part of Tehillim, we don't even know what we're saying. Vatechasreyu Ma'at Melokim. The little bit that we know about Elokim, we can understand such a thing as a creation on a human in a body. Vatechasreyu Ma'at Melokim. Tamshileu v'maisa yadecha kol shato tachas raglo. The words of Tehillim. But afterwards, he became very human. Very human in the sense that we are acquainted with. And the truth is, if mankind would have been destined that that's the optimum that mankind could reach, is Adam Achar Achet, is no purpose for the Bria. And the Eibishter warned Adam, Tein Daitcha Shalo Tachro Vesoylami. Take heed that you're not going to destroy my world, because without an Adam, and without an Adam that's Yetzir Kapecha, the Adam, the original Adam, there's no purpose for man, there's no purpose for a world. The world is meant, kol anikra b'shmi l'chvoidi b'rasiv. The world was created to be inhabited by that superhuman Adam. That Adam of unlimited abilities, of unlimited spiritual and all other abilities. And there's a whole Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think, Dav Ches, that when the day started shrinking, Adam thought, Zui Misa Sheniknas Sa'alai. Amazing Misa. Not that Hashem is making him ill, that's how we understand Misa, when something happens to the human and he loses his grip on being in the world. No. Adam's Misa would have been a world disappearing on him. The days are shrinking. Sunlight is less. The world can't exist without sunlight. And it seems to look that the days are shrinking, less sun, less sun, less sun. And Adam HaRishon viewed that as Misa. Till the day started getting back stabilized. And in Teves, in January, the days start getting big again. Biyasa Shel Olam. And he made a whole Suda Soda, and he brought Kogonis. But Adam still, at a later date, wasn't convinced that he's done. So what was the deal? So the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem that Adam was given an opportunity to rectify that what happened with the Chet, that humanity took such a tumble downward. He was given a chance to establish, and he used the Lashon of the Ramchal, a Geza. Yeah. Gazanut. Geza. A race. He was able to establish a Geza and start a Geza that from that Geza, throughout the millennia, will develop a backward turn, a little by little return to mankind as it was meant to be. Which will only climax when the world comes to Tikkun HaOlam. But the journey towards that climax of a world where Adam is what it was meant to be, that journey towards that Adam began in that 1 hour that Adam was Bedin, and he came out Bedimus. He got an opportunity to establish a world after him. And the Ramchal goes out through the whole things, the 10 generations between Adam and Noah, that really there were very little takers for the project. There was Hanoch, there was Mesushelach, Noah, and then again, till Avraham Avinu came, nobody really was willing to undertake this mission in its entirety. And then Avraham Avinu established a family, and from Avraham Avinu's family came up Klal Yisrael, and the Eibishter, in his eminent fairness, constantly left the door open for other nations to join. Throughout this whole process, it was open for others. But unfortunately, for them, nobody else joined in the project. And even at Sinai, the Ramchal says, it was an open, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again opened up an opportunity for the other nations to join in the project. And even after Sinai, at every given time, the Ribbono Shel Olam allows other nations and members of other nations to come and join us and to become part of us. Difficult certain conditions. There are many, many criteria for one being able to join us, but we're still open for that process. Chaside Yom HaSo'olam, Yerei HaTzedek, there is such a thing. So Kumta Chayis. Now what happened on that Rosh Hashanah? Adam HaRishon, if it would only be done him, Lafi is Maisim, Lafi Maisa, he didn't stand a chance. He was warned, if you transgress and you eat from the Eitz Hadas, Mois Tamos. But his saving grace was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't judge him only based on his Chet and his individual Maisa. Was a broader criteria by which he was judged. The role that he has to play in Tikkun HaOlam. The world that he has to play in securing the world as a place for Kvod Shamayim. As a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory will be manifested. And that he was able to strike what you call a plea bargain in our legal terms. And he was given a chance, okay? So your mission is to make this world, as much as humanly possible, a godly world. It's going to take thousands of years. It's going to take millennia to accomplish. But that 1 hour where man was what he was supposed to be will eventually be duplicated through this long, long process of Shit Alfi Shnin, of 6,000 years, the Bria lasts, which we're very much by the tail end. That demos is what gave Adam Arishon an opportunity. So when Hashem told him, Simin Lebanecha, is that we, and every person in the world, as he approaches Rosh Hashanah, there's a dual judgment. A, the Dine, what we call Dine Kashya, the tough din. Shloisha Svarim Neftachim, Mitzvahs, Averos, whatever the judgment is, each Rishon according to his understanding. But at the end of the day, Tzaddik, Rasha, Beinoni, all these terminologies which make us very, very afraid of the Yom HaDin. Mi Tzaddik Bo'eretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechta. Who's perfect? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not a Mevater. The tough din. We know, we try, but who's perfect? But then there's another din. There's a deeper din. Our usefulness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scheme of Tikkun HaOlam. There's a scheme. There's a plan. What we see in front of our eyes is dazzling as the scheme is unfolding. From agreements with Iran to ISIS to everything that's going on in the world and the global economy and things that we're seeing. And it's just, it's dazzling, bewildering, dizzying. It's only part of some kind of a plan that's playing out as it's coming to a climax. And each and every person in the world, theoretically, can join this mission of bringing the world to where Hashem wants the world to go. And that's a different, it's almost kivayachal havdil, like we say, marking on a curve. We could get graded on Rosh Hashanah on the curve of the demos of Adam Arisha, of where we fit in to this concept that Adam Arisha began, to this tremendous journey of bringing mankind to where it's supposed to go and to the potential it's supposed to reach. And everybody, Basher Husham, has a mission to play, as a role to play, and a mission to accomplish, in seeing to it, in dedicating his life, that my life is dedicated, lahagos kvayt shamayim, lahagdil toro ladira, to bring glory to Hashem's name, to see to it that the world becomes a world where Hashem reigns supreme. If one is zoiche to this kind of Rosh Hashanah, it invokes that tremendous chus that Adam Arishon began on that very first day. That's the demos of Adam Arishon. So, could we ask a question? So how come the goyim are oblivious to this piece of information? They were never told about this plan. They were told way, and there was a Dor HaFaga, and there was a Dor HaMabul, and there was Nimrod, and throughout history, and we're going to say, I'm going to lay in on Simchas Torah, Hashem is Sinai Ba, the Zorach Miseir Lomoy, Hoifia Ma'ar Poron. He went to all the Umos HaOlam. Everybody knows, learns that in grade school. He offered them the Torah. What did they say? They asked, what's it say in the Torah? And they said, it's too much for me. Elementary responsibility they couldn't undertake. But this is not something that's new. This whole Yerusha of Adam Arishon is the opportunity to take the Yom HaDin and to get ourselves an opportunity that even though on one level of Tiktok HaMaisim we might not have been able to succeed in the Mishpat, but on a deeper level, measured by the Digmus of Adam HaRishon, where we are in the mission of spreading Kvod Shamayim in the universe, in making the universe a place where Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Leolom Voed. That's a tremendous opportunity. An opportunity where a person with his imperfections can approach Rosh Hashanah by dedicating himself. By dedicating himself to be a somebody in Hashem's scheme of things. So many different ways. Every person is potentially a walking Kiddush Hashem or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. In every station a person finds himself in life, if he thinks about it, anything a person does, at any age, and in any circumstance, a person could end up being a catalyst. People go back home, even the littlest things, what I tell my Talmidim. You go back home for Yom Tov. So many of you are out-of-towners. You go back to communities. You go back to blocks. You go back to immediate families, to extended families. You're the yeshiva bacher in the house. What a yeshiva bacher means. What's expected from a yeshiva bacher? From a person that spends part of his day or most of his day, part of his week, most of his week, learning Gemara and Tosfos, learning Hashkafos. How does that manifest in your in conduct? You act towards a Gush neighbor, towards a Yiddish neighbor, towards a family member, towards a sibling, getting up on time for davening, little things like that. Boy's tired, I put it like this, I finally have 3 days vacation, 4 days vacation, it's a long, please. I don't know. It's more chamur davening late out there when you're home than davening in the dormitory over here late. It's also chamur. But at least here, among Egyan mention, over there you're an ambassador for Torah Judaism. Come on. If you make a good impression, and a Ben Torah is, wow. You don't know how many lives you affect. Mamash, you could affect siblings, you could affect cousins, you could affect neighbors, you could affect shul, people sitting in the next seat in shul. It's amazing what a person could just being himself with a little bit thought, how much Kvod Shamayim he could be a catalyst for. And Chas V'Shalom, how much the opposite of Kvod Shamayim he could be a catalyst. And another thought, one of the, always since I'm young, the most troublesome part of the Rosh Hashanah davening is the feeling of disconnect to the madrigas of spending the whole davening passionately asking about anything but about my needs. Your needs, you have to find the remez of a prat, of a drush, of a sight, to find my needs in the davening. Where does my needs come into the davening? I need a good mark on my test. I want to get into the good teacher. I want to get the right professor. I want to, whatever. And if a boy's dating, I want the right shidduch. And if I want a good job opportunity, I want to get into law school. A million things I need. Where's it in the matzah? So a Malik Rebbe used to say, it's all in the matzah. V'chein tein pachz, v'chein means a shidduch. V'chein tein kovet means parnasa. V'chein tzadik means. But that's a very good joke. But l'maisa. Of l'maisa. But if this is the perspective, that we're fighting over here to get in on other Mauritians' coattails. This is what Rosh Hashanah for us people that are not perfect people. If we would be perfect and we would come into Rosh Hashanah, we could hack the Shloish Sfarim on our own. Yeah, I'm coming in, I'm a tzaddik. Me? I remember the last time I did an Aveira.
we'd be like that. We'd all be little Chafetz Chaims, maybe. But I still think we're not little Chafetz Chaims, even you. I know for sure I'm not. So this means coming in on other Mavishan's coattails. What are other Mavishan's coattails? Caring about B'chem Tempach. Caring about B'chem Tempach. Caring about the Simlacha to Hashem Levadecha. Caring about all these things. Caring the yeda kol paul ki atopi altoi, the yavin kol yitzur ki atoi yitzartoi, the yoyma koil Hashem neshama biyapa Hashem. Yeah, caring about it. Because if you don't care about it, how could you be part of the mission? So on the one hand, it sounds unreal. I'm living in my little things. But Rosh Hashanah, you got to come in here as part of a project. As I'm here and I'm asking you, Rabbeinu Shalom, the same Tivlonu Asachsima, give us, see the benefit, see the good. La Bris Habeit, La Tefen La Yetzer. There's an unbelievable piet. I think it's in the second day Rosh Hashanah in Musaf. Or maybe in, I'm not sure, but it goes like this, that the Chazan says, it's one of these short pieces, that the Chazan in the Kol says, Odoi, Master, if I think it must be second day, Imaisim Ein Banu, if our deeds don't cut it, Shimcha Agodol Yamod Lanu, but let your name stand for us, Ve'altovo B'mishpot Imanu, and don't come into real judgment with us, kodosh. In my semein banu, but shimcha agadu yam, and really, you know, bino malkeinu. Asay leman shimcha agadu, asay leman chavelo lemaneinu. All these bakoshes, we're going to say the slichas, matzah shabbos. The whole anasham aloch, and that's how it goes. The teretz is, this is what we're invoking. We're invoking that there's a greater cause for which Hashem created the world. And whoever dedicates himself to be part of that mission and undertakes to partner that mission, it's a different thing. He's being judged on his potential to enhance that mission. It's a different judgment. It's a different olamazeh. It's a different reprieve to give you a chance to get it together. Because this person is an important person. He's part of a mission. We need him around. We need him for the cause. We need him serving in the army. So we'll hold off dealing with him. We'll give him a chance to get it together more this coming year. But he's part of a mission. But the mission statement is a b'chein tein pachtecha. The mission statement is a b'chein tein kavod. The mission statement is v'simlo. The mission statement is oleinu l'shabeach halkei nekav l'cha. That's the mission statement. And then all those piyutim, standing, you know, I stand all these, the Rabbeinu Shalom's compliments. Not easy. Most of them we don't even know what it means. All the malachim and all these words, with the Yad Skol already, line by line, with the interlinear, we're still struggling with the words. But the medvarim amurim, if it's a burden, but if it's a labor of love, if this is my mission, this is my calling, this is why I'm here, and this is my claim to fame, and this is what I'm coming to beg for, give me a chance to be worthy of that mission. Maybe Kivayacha look away. And don't this year be totally exact with me. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. I'm a work in progress. Because I'm part of a mission. And in Yitzhak Shem, I'll get there. So anything about the mission is not something interfering with our Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rosh Hashanah of opportunity that we have. It's Adam Arishon's Rosh Hashanah. And that's the Tishrei Nivra Olam Dikir Rosh Hashanah. Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha. See, currently on Misha, Yechayk Li Yisrael Lo Mishpatu L'Keyat. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. A few days that we have left till Rosh Hashanah. Think about this thought. And on Rosh Hashanah to try to maximize what we get out of the davening. There's a beautiful medrash in Tehillim and also in Emor. On the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perik Tzadik Beis, Perik Kuf Beis, I'm sorry. Pono el Tfilas O'Aror. So it's a singular Lashon. Tfilas O'Aror. The medrash gives different explanations for the word Tfilas O'Aror. And one of them is, it's going for the later generations. She'ein bohem, lo navi, below koyen. They don't have a navi, they don't have a koyen, they don't have a mikdash. None of the ways that Klal Yisrael used to interact with the Ribbono Shel Olam kivayachol. What a navi did for us, what a koyen did for us, what a mikdash did for us. But you know what we do have, the Medrash says? And in Medrash Tehillim, it's an amazing expression. Tfilo achas, one little tfilo that's left over, that's the tfilo Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What does it mean? We have tfilo a whole year. Most of the Rambam says tfilo b'chol yom. The Ramban says at least tfilo when it's a time of need. What does Medrash mean? I thought of a beautiful thought. The Gemara says in Erevin, on the Pasuk, in the Shiva de Nechemta, Zachar Zois Aniya, I think we read it on Yav Torah of Ekev, I think, I'm not sure. Shoftim, I don't remember. Zachar Zois Aniya, the Shikuras Velomi Yoyin. So the Gemara says in Erevin, in Perek Ador, that I could patter the whole world. The Gemara says, Medin Tfila. Since a Shikur is not responsible for Tfila, and all of us, since the Churban Beis Hamikdash, are begin shikar. So I could absolve the whole world from the judgment of Tefillah Miyom Shechar of Beis Hamikdash till today. Everybody knows there's a famous Tosfos in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches. It says that brings a Yerushalmi, that we should always be grateful to the back of our head, that it remembers to bow by Modi. Tosfos is a very cynical Yerushalmi. A person should always be thankful to the back of his head that somehow it reflexes, it still has the reflex to bend by modem no matter where the person is. The rest of the head might be wherever he is, Shea Stadium, Lahabu. But the back of the head remembers to bow by modem. The Tosfos brings it from the Yerushalmi. And Kuf Yud Chesam at Beis and Shabbos. That's how far we've strayed with tefillah. But the Gemara almost like gives us a midas harachmim that Shikores velo miyayin. But there's one thing that takes away shikras. Pachad meifig yayin, Gemara says. Fear takes away the power of liquor. A person could be intoxicated, but if someone's standing there with a shinga, a nuzi, he'll be able to sober up pretty quick. Once I had such an experience, I was supported by the Sa'uda, and I heard a terrible of information about a member in the family that had just passed away, a young person. I remember the mother-in-law of that person called me from Rochester, from out of town, and I was mama shikta like load. And it took 30 seconds. And I was able to get myself together. I was able to get into a car. I was able to go to my family member's house, out of town, to be there, to console him. This, I don't know how did it happen. I was mama out. I was slumped on the floor. Pachad mefig yayin. Emas adin of the yomim noroyim tempers the intoxication of shikuras velo miyayin. Zog de medrash, that's what we still have. We don't have the connection of a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the connection of a Kohen Gadol. We don't have the connection of Nevi'im. But the tefillah of yomim noroyim is that one avenue of connection that still remains by us. Hashem should help us. We should use it wisely. And we should be zocheh to exceed the chesima toiv with the rest of Klal Yisrael.
Thank you. Here for a while.